What's up, you guys? You're listening to a Velvet's Edge mini-sode. I'm here with my friend Katie Decker, and Katie is the owner of two of the Pure Bars in Nashville. So we see each other a lot. You guys know I love Pure Bar. She also majored in exercise science, so she just knows a lot about fitness and health. And I get a lot of questions from you guys just regarding, like, how do I stay healthy or how do I stay fit? So she and I are actually going to give you some pretty basic things to think about today when it comes to, like, diet and exercise. So, okay, we said the first thing, like, the most important thing is sleep. People don't think about this.
Yeah.
Why is sleep so important?
I think sleep's so important because if you don't get, you know, an adequate amount of it, you're not going to be clear-headed the next day. You're not going to feel like working out.
Right.
Like, your energy's going to be low. So I feel like that's so important. And then also, too, for whatever it is that you're doing for your workout, when you're sleeping, that's when your body is, like, healing and rejuvenating everything.
Right.
And, like, that's when you're yielding results from whatever your workout is. So sleep is so important.
Yeah. And I know for me, like, if I don't sleep, I just crave junk food.
I know. What is that?
I don't know. Yeah. But it's like I don't want to work out and I basically eat like shit.
Yeah.
So sleep is really important.
Yeah. No, sleep is so important. And it just helps something about, like, keeping a regular sleep schedule as much as you can.
Yeah.
I struggle with sleep, so, like, I totally get
it.
But on days when I didn't sleep well,
yeah,
the next day, it is true. It's like, maybe it's just something that's like, makes you feel just like lazy or sluggish, and that's like why you want to eat bad foods. But
yeah, like your comforts or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, so sleep is huge.
So what is, like, I know they say for women it's what, a minimum of 7 hours a night?
I think 7 hours is the minimum that's recommended.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
I think everyone's different on that. Like,
well, I know, because I like I'm my best self when I get like 10 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
That's just not realistic.
Yeah. I mean, 8's the number everyone says, but I remember in college, like, doing the help, there was this all research on 7 hours. And
yeah.
Like, that's what adds the years onto your life. You can get an average of 7 hours of sleep a night.
You're going to live longer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's what they
heard
said.
It here first, people. Probably not first, but that's the first time I've heard that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then for working out, like, here's what I say always is if you see somebody and they have something you want, then you ask them how they got it. And Katie has, like, literally the best body of anybody in Nashville. She's, like, so mad at me for saying this right now. But I ask her all the time, I'm like, what do you do? So what would you say? Like, I know you kind of go all over the place. Obviously you do Pure Bar because you're a teacher there. You own them.
Yeah.
Like, you're up in
that.
But I feel like one of the best things you've told me is, like, just move.
Yeah. Yeah. So I do a lot of Pure Bar, obviously, because I own two studios. And within Pure Bar, we have, well, three different types of classes we offer now. But we just have Pure Bar, which is, like, the classic class that's, like, isometric movements. You're using your own body weight. Kind of a lot of, like, Pilates in there. We use, like, 2 and 3 pound weights.
It burns like shit.
Yes. We just get in positions that burn and utilize your muscles and stay in those positions.
Yeah.
So you're burning, shaking. So we have that. But then we also have a cardio class, which is basically 45 minutes of intervals.
I love that class.
So the combo of those two are great. But yeah, like, I do those as my main workouts. And then we talked about it, like, just moving.
Yeah.
Seriously. Whatever it is.
Like, even if it's going for a walk.
Yeah.
Getting your heart rate up in whatever way.
Yeah. I mean, I don't feel okay if I don't, you know, so I mean, I would say 6 days a week I get in a really good workout.
6 days?
Yeah.
Damn. All right.
But even, but on days that you can't necessarily or don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
Like, just go for a walk.
Yeah.
But like a fast walk. Like, and I know that some people don't like to do that, but I mean, if I'm doing whatever weight work it is, and I'm not just going to say pure, but whatever it is that people love to do for their weight training, if you can do that and then get in like some cardio too, whether it's really like a fast-paced walk for 20, 30 minutes.
What if it was like jumping jacks?
I mean, literally anything.
Anything.
Yeah. I feel like you need to be sweating.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be able to hold a conversation.
Okay. Noted. Okay. I'm trying to think of little things you can do. I know you said too, like, for a high intensity, like, quick cardio burn.
Yeah.
You said a lot of people get it wrong because they'll stay on a elliptical for what, 30 minutes or something. But what's the better way to do it?
So I found a few years ago, just doing, no matter what it is, whether you love the bike or a treadmill or an elliptical or a rower or whatever machine it is that you go to at your gym, if you can do 60 seconds as hard as you possibly can and then 60 minutes at a very slow pace, if you
can... So it's 60 seconds and 60 seconds.
Yeah, that's just 60 said, minutes.
Yeah, I was like, the slow pace sounds awesome.
Let's not do that. So like 60 seconds sprinting.
Okay.
And by sprinting, I mean if you're on the Stairmaster or the bike or the treadmill or whatever it is, the elliptical, sprinting, just going as fast as you can on that machine.
Yeah.
And then for 60 seconds, not stopping, you continue to go, but you go at a really slow pace for 60 seconds. And just keep flipping 60 seconds, 60 seconds for 12 to 15 minutes,
really?
Honestly. You will be pouring sweat and you'll burn more calories than if you just did one steady pace at 30 minutes.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it's like the up and down with the heart rate.
Yeah.
It's like spiking your heart rate.
So that's what burns calories.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the intervals.
Crazy.
So like I went through a phase where I was only doing Pure Barre, and then maybe three times a week I would jump on. I would switch it every time. So I would do it like the bike, and the next time I would do an elliptical, and the next time I do a Stairmaster, and I would never do it for more than 15 minutes. Like 12
really?
To 15 minutes, and you just go as fast as you can for 60 seconds and then slow.
And slow.
And you'll burn so many calories.
And you're probably, like sweating like crazy.
Yeah, sweating like crazy. I mean, of course, you could do that for longer if you wanted, but it's so hard that I can't imagine anyone actually wanting to do it longer than 20 minutes, and I found that like 12 to 15 was fine.
And you saw results.
Yeah. I mean, because I was adding that in on top of what else I was doing.
Right.
And it was just for me a way to burn a few extra calories.
Yeah.
Because I like to eat. We talked about that too.
Yeah.
Like not starving yourselves, which we'll talk about more.
Yeah.
But I feel like that is great and it doesn't take as much time.
Yeah. What about lifting weights? Because I feel like a lot of people have this understanding of lifting weights that's like, oh, I don't want to bulk. I just want to be thin. So they don't lift weights. But for me, my experience has been when I'm lifting weights, actually, I don't know if I'm burning more calories or I don't know. I look thinner. Like I look more thin. What's the proper grammar there?
No. I mean, lifting weights is, everyone should be lifting weights. Absolutely.
What's the benefit? Like, what would you say?
I mean,
toning.
If you're wanting to have, like more toned muscles or kind of just like a little bit of that like shredded look, like you're going to burn more calories. And after you lift heavy weights, like you're going to continue to burn calories because those muscles or whatever you just worked when you lifted heavy weights. Now, I personally don't like to lift heavy weights more than like once a week.
Yeah.
But everybody's different. I have a very athletic build.
Mm-hmm.
So if I lift really heavy weights
all the time,
it just doesn't give me the body that I want.
Right.
Some people may be built like on a lot like smaller frame, or they just don't build muscle as easily, and they might be able to do like a high intensity or boot camp type of workout multiple days.
Yeah.
For me, like that's just not what I want to do. But I mean, we talked about this too, like everybody has to find what works for their body.
Right. Like you have to see what works the best.
Yeah.
What you get the best results from and what makes you feel the best.
What makes you feel the best and what's yielding the results of how you actually want to look.
Right. Like working out doesn't have to be miserable.
Doesn't have to be miserable.
Right.
You should find what you really love to do. Mm-hmm. And that's what you should be doing to work out.
Yeah.
Because if you hate it,
You're not going to do it. Right. Exactly. Okay. Let's talk about eating. Cause you and I operate from a pretty similar place with this too, but like all these fad diets and all of this stuff. I mean, do you follow any of them or what do you do?
Yeah, no. I mean, I feel like I've tried different things in the past, but I just try to eat really, really clean.
Yeah.
Most of the time. And for me, that's just having my fridge like stocked with veggies and fruits and a ton of fish.
Yeah.
And chicken.
Yeah.
So
like lean meats, veggies, fruits. I do feel like it doesn't have to be so complicated. For me, a lot of it's just avoiding processed foods.
Yeah.
Just eating real food, always trying to buy like organic so I'm not putting like chemicals in my body.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But I love that tip about stocking your fridge because I know a lot for me, it's like a time issue.
Yeah.
So if I'm working, running around and I come home and there's nothing, like...
Yeah.
probably I'm going to be so hungry I might make a bad choice. Right. Versus, because you start, I mean, my thing is I always crave Mexican right. when I'm starving. So that's going to be where I go versus like, oh, let me just go to the store yeah. and grill up some fish.
Right, like, right. Yeah, like if you're starving, there's absolutely no way that I'm going to get in my car and drive to Whole Foods.
No.
Like, and buy the fish and then come home. And
right.
But if I already have it, I mean, you can bake it or put it on a skillet like so fast. And your yeah. meal's ready so fast. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I feel like we're both in a different boat because we don't have like a husband and like tons right. of kids to think about. Like we can right. be pretty like selfish with like what it is we're eating.
Right.
But I mean, even if you do, everyone should be eating hopefully not a ton of processed foods. But the right. fact that we can just like make like, you know, one filet of
something. Smaller portions. Yeah,
smaller
yeah.
portions.
And we only have to think about what we're in the mood
right,
for.
Right, what we're in the yeah. mood for, yeah. But if you have it in your fridge, you're going to be like, wait. I mean, you're going to go to that instead of probably making like a bad quick
right.
choice when you're so hungry.
It's more about just like planning yeah. ahead yeah. then. Like thinking through it before, even if it means like, sometimes I love to like throw things in the crock pot
yeah.
just so I already
Me
have
too,
meals
yeah.
prepared yeah. and I'm not like, by the time I'm tired yeah. and hungry at the end of the day,
sure.
trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I do that too. Like, I put stuff in a crock pot. If I have a super busy day and I'm like, okay, I know when I get home at 7, I'm going to feel like death and I'm going to like
yeah.
not, I'm going to like,
right.
I'm going to Postmate something if I don't have something already made.
100%.
Yeah. Or like at Trader Joe's, I'll get those packs they have that have like the grilled chicken already cooked.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like if I'm really tired, I just like, can
eat
just
that.
Yeah, heat that up rather
right.
than having to like actually cook
right.
the chicken.
And then what about like on the go snacks? Like I know I always carry stuff in my purse, which some
yeah.
people think is weird.
No.
I fly with food. I do
For
all
sure.
of that stuff. But like what are your go-to on the go snacks?
Yeah. I mean, I have these no-cal bars. Do you ever tried the no-cal bars?
Are they good?
Yeah. It's like no and cal, C-O-W, no-cal. Because it's
oh,
like vegan.
I thought you were
and,
saying cal. Like,
I know.
Like calories.
No-cal.
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 Okay.
Because it's like, it's like vegan and everything.
Yeah.
But they have like 20 grams of protein
okay.
and like really low sugars and it's like all vegan and clean. And those are just like good, I kind of call them like bridge snacks. Like it's not really a meal, but
yeah.
it'll get you from
hold
like,
you over.
Hold you over.
Yeah.
You know, like those are good.
Just keep it in your purse.
Keep it in your purse.
Your car.
It's just like, I mean, every single bag or tote I have, there's just like so many just like
Same.
Thrown in there.
I know.
Because I hate getting to where I'm starving.
Me too.
Yeah. And I do Kind Bars too.
Yeah. Kind Bars are good.
I mean, those are going to have, like, grains and stuff in them.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like those are good in the middle of the day if you're still going to work out.
Right.
Or you're still busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are good tips. I should also mention, before we go, those are our three, like, main things. But I should also mention that you have a bathing suit line.
I do.
I forgot. I'm, like, talking about Pure Bar. But this is, like, one of my favorite things. I talk about this a lot on my Instagram because you have bodysuits that I love, too.
Yes.
So what's it called?
K&L.
K&L. And I'll actually link this on velvetsedge.com so you guys can find it. But I love y'all suits because they're like the most simple, pretty cuts. And like
Thank
they
you.
Really accentuate the feminine body.
Thank you. Yeah. My partner, my best friend and I from college designed them. And we have them all made in California. So they're all made in the U.S., which is awesome. But,
yeah.
Yeah. They're just really simple, sleek lines. And they're just... We made them, but the goal is that they just lay really smooth on your body. They don't cut in anywhere, and
yeah.
it makes you feel like anything's like squeezing, and you just want to be
right.
flattering and like simple, basic colors. And
yeah.
yeah, oh yeah, you rock the bodysuit. You're like our
bodysuit
muse.
I have two of them, and I wear them like all the time. I love them so much. So you guys check them out. Katie, thank you.
Yes.
Where can people
so
find you otherwise? What's your Instagram?
Instagram is Katie, K-A-D-Y, underscore day.
Day.
Yeah.
And we may be back with some other workout tips or maybe some like more workouts.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys message me if y'all have any ideas of what you want to see. But thanks, Katie.
Thank
and
you.
And we will talk to you soon, or I will. Okay, bye.